Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Lucy of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Marianne has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor, and she lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is All Were Amazed.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. They came to the other side of the sea, the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of this man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine. Let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him, but he would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord, in his pity, has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Word of God. This story takes place in the context of the active ministry of Jesus, with the raising of Jairus' daughter and the healing of the woman with the hemorrhage. Both situations, like the one of today, are also seemingly very hopeless. Today's gospel is also filled with challenging images. Let's return for a moment to the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus clearly outlines his mission. He is the anointed one who will bring glad tidings to the poor. He will proclaim liberty to captives. He will recover sight to the blind and free the oppressed. Jesus, with the encounter that he has with the demoniac, finds a strong and violent man whose strength has broken shackles and chains, and no one is safe. He is possessed by Legion, and his torment is unbearable. He is also a pagan, living in a pagan territory among the tombs. But we see that there is no fear in Jesus. He needs no time to think things over. He takes authority over the legion, and they are released into the pigs. I believe that we can glean some important insights into this story. First, recall that the restoration of the possessed man is exactly what Jesus proclaimed he would do. He would free the oppressed. He would give liberty from the horrors of sorrow and suffering and possession. And he would be the means of the proclamation of the good news of God. Throughout this immediate intervention, this man is restored to fullness of life, to dignity, and right relationship with his family and all of the people who he knew and with whom he lived. All people are beloved of God. There is no alienation, no pagan territory or pagan person that is excluded from the love of God and God's mercy. And finally, alienation and rejection have no place in God's kingdom. And whenever we discover it, whenever we hear about it, it is our responsibility to challenge it. Can we imagine the power and the presence of this man as he proclaimed the healing and the restoration gifted to him by Jesus? The scriptures state, all were amazed. My question to us today is, are we also amazed? May God bless us. Amen.